Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Pumpkin Plan, A Simple Strategy to Grow a Remarkable Business in Any Field. Mike Michalowicz draws parallels between farming giant pumpkins and creating a thriving business. Utilizing his own entrepreneurial experience and engaging storytelling, Michalowicz lays out a clear step-by-step strategy designed to help business owners break free from the cycle of desperation and transform their businesses into lean, profitable entities. The premise is built around the idea of not doing more to grow, but rather focusing on doing less, better. He introduces an unconventional approach that emphasizes the importance of identifying and nurturing the most promising aspects of a business while removing those that drain time, money, and resources. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, identifying your pumpkin. The first step in implementing the pumpkin plan involves identifying your big pumpkin, the core product or service that has the most potential to grow significantly. Michalowicz argues that too many businesses spread their resources too thinly across too many products or services. He advocates for a focused approach, determining which part of your business is most profitable, has the greatest growth potential, and excites you the most. The idea is rooted in the farmer's practice of selecting the seed with the best genes, implying businesses should concentrate their efforts where the highest returns are anticipated. This focus allows companies to direct their resources more efficiently, leading to faster and more sustainable growth. Secondly, nurturing your best customers. Michalowicz emphasizes the critical importance of identifying and nurturing your best customers, those who are most aligned with your offerings and values. Just as a farmer carefully nourishes their chosen pumpkin, businesses must invest time and resources into understanding and developing services for their ideal customers. This involves not only recognizing who these customers are, but also tailoring your offerings to meet their specific needs and solving their particular problems. Building strong, loyal relationships with these customers leads to more significant sales, better retention rates, and word-of-mouth referrals. Prioritizing your best customers over chasing every potential sale ensures more consistent growth and profitability. Thirdly, weeding out the bad. An essential component of the pumpkin plan method involves weeding out elements of your business that don't contribute significantly to growth, whether they are unprofitable services, draining customers, or ineffective strategies. Michalowicz compares this to the process of removing the weaker plants that suck nutrients away from the champion pumpkin. This ruthless prioritization forces businesses to concentrate on their strengths, cutting out distractions that dilute energy and resources. This weeding process not only improves operational efficiency, but also sharpens a business's focus, leading to a stronger, more focused company direction. Fourthly, creating a unique offering, Michalowicz asserts the importance of distinguishing your business through a unique offering, a strategy that ensures your pumpkin doesn't just grow, but thrives in a competitive market. This involves innovating within your niche or industry to offer something that no one else does, which can be as simple as a unique customer service approach or as complex as a groundbreaking product innovation. By developing a standout offering, businesses can create a strong, compelling value proposition that attracts the right customers and sets them apart from the competition. Such differentiation is key to avoiding price wars and building a brand that customers feel loyal to. Lastly, consistent care and attention. Just as growing a giant pumpkin requires consistent care and attention, growing a business according to the pumpkin plan requires ongoing, focused effort and the willingness to adapt and refine strategies over time. Michalowicz highlights the importance of monitoring your business's progress, staying attuned to customer feedback, and being ready to pivot your approach as needed. This focus on agile development, matched with a long-term commitment to your chosen strategy, is crucial for responding effectively to market changes, customer needs, and new opportunities. It's about balancing the patience to let your strategies bear fruit with the agility to change course when necessary. In conclusion, the Pumpkin Plan is an invaluable resource for entrepreneurs and business owners looking to escape the trap of undifferentiated growth and relentless busyness that characterizes much of business today. Through its unique analogy of growing a giant pumpkin, the book offers a blueprint for growing a business in any field. Its focus on specialization, customer satisfaction, efficiency, and innovation offers readers actionable strategies for real-world application. This book is especially suited for business owners who are overwhelmed by trying to be everything to everyone and who seek a more focused, profitable path forward. By following Mikola Witch's advice, readers can learn to grow their businesses not just bigger, but better and more sustainably, making the Pumpkin Plan a transformative tool for anyone serious about making their business remarkable. If you would like to support Mike Michalowicz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.